A unique collaboration between two Kingston cultural organizations is bringing medical history and classic horror cinema together on the big screen. For the first time, the Canadian Museum of Healthcare is partnering with the Cinema Society of Kingston on a three-week film series at the Screening Room, entitled The Doctor Is In, examining how medicine and anxiety surrounding it have been portrayed in horror films over time. The films being screened are X, the Man with the X-Ray Eyes, The Face of Another, and Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde. Each Sunday afternoon for the rest of February, the screenings will be introduced by the museum's curator, Rowena McGowan, alongside film scholar Dr. Dan Venna, with historical context and artifacts from the museum's collection. I spoke with Rowena McGowan about the partnership and what audiences can expect from the series. Looking at the event, nothing could make more sense, but I was wondering how this kind of came together. What sparked the idea for this collaboration?
What happened was, last year, I went to a screening at the Screening Room, which was, it was Arsenic and Old Lace, and Queen Special Collections did a announcement beforehand, like a little presentation on Arsenic in their collection, which was really interesting. And I kind of looked at that and went, oh, I want to get in there. So the original idea was just to do one screening and do just a medically related film and talk about the history. And then the museum hosts an annual symposium every year. This year, it's going to be on March 12th, if anyone is interested. And it is all about health humanities and teaching with and about health humanities. And last year, I met Dr. Dan Venna, who is a film scholar at Queen's and is very knowledgeable and extremely generous with his time. So we got chatting and I pitched, like, you know about film, you're interested in horror film, medicine pops up all the time in horror film, do you want to maybe do a showing together? And he said, that's a really cool idea, let's do a whole series. So that's kind of what the idea came from, and then we pitched it. He had a contact at the Cinema Society of Kingston, so we pitched it there. They were really interested, and it kind of grew up from there.
Awesome. And you kind of got into it there, but why the horror genre?
I think medicine is really interesting because it is meant to be something that helps. Like, fundamentally, medicine and healthcare are supposed to be for healing. They are supposed to make people better. But of course, there have been issues with medicine throughout history, both in terms of treatments that don't work, that we didn't necessarily always understand didn't work, in terms of the sort of patient experiences, how patients were treated. Our current model of medical ethics is very recent. So there are a lot of genuine issues with healthcare and with medicine and things that frighten people. And then that becomes really interesting because you have these sort of grounded real world thoughts and anxieties that then get hyperbolized in cinema. There's so many sort of classic horror tropes that are based in medicine, like the scary doctor, the scary dentist, the scary psychiatric institution. They're just so tied together. So that was really the foundation of the series, was we didn't just want to talk about scary thing, medical things in movies. What we wanted to investigate was, well, where does that come from? And how do real world ideas then become these very over the top, exaggerated horror tropes?
Mm-hmm, for sure. And what was kind of the process of narrowing down the movies you're going to pick? So you've picked three, but I imagine that there were a lot on the table when you guys started talking about this.
Yeah, there were a lot of movies. I think we had a couple of criteria. We're doing this for the first time. So one of our criteria was we did not want to show anything that was too intense. These are horror movies. There is going to be violence and sexuality and death because they're horror movies, but we didn't want to do anything that was extremely over the top violent, extremely over the top on any of those other subjects. So that was sort of one criteria, was we wanted to kind of make it accessible for a more general audience. We also wanted to cover as many topics as we could. One can easily do an entire series on scary dentists or scary psychiatric institutions, but really we wanted to cover within as much as we could within a three-film series, as many different ideas as we could. So that was another thing. And finally, we were really kind of discussing stuff that, on Dan's side, movies that he found compelling, and on my side, the kinds of histories that I thought would be well supported with artifacts from the museum's collection, and that I thought would be easy and interesting to talk about. Because the other thing is, it's not going to be a very long introduction. It's not a class. I'm not going to talk at anyone for an hour. So it had to be something that we could give a grounding in fairly quickly and easily. It couldn't be a hyper complex topic. So things like, for example, our first movie, it will be about X-rays and the history of X-rays, which is something that certainly there is a lot of info about, but you can summarize kind of the main points in this intro to the movie and give people enough information that then they can hopefully go into the film and see the connections that we're drawing. So those were sort of the three main ideas we were playing with.
And without giving away too much, like you said, you and Dr. Vina are going to be kind of introducing these films and the kind of cultural and historical context. What kind of themes will we be exploring during this event?
So the way we have it structured is that I will be talking about the medical history, and I will be doing it with artifacts from the museum's collection. So everyone who attends can come see some artifacts and they can touch some of them. Not all of them, but some of them are from our education collection. So, for example, our very first showing, February 8th at 4 p.m., they're all at 4, is going to be X, the Man with the X-ray Eyes. So I am going to be talking about the history of X-rays. Dan is going to be giving more of a sort of cultural understanding of what is going on when this movie is being made. So I believe for X, the Man with the X-ray Eyes, he'll be talking about things like science fiction and its relation to horror, ideas about sort of science and religion and all those kinds of things. So we're hoping to kind of bring them together, that idea of this broader medical history, and also what is going on in society at basically exactly when this movie is being made. That's sort of how we're trying to link each other together.
And coming from the Museum of Healthcare side, I was wondering if you could speak to the importance of kind of exploring these darker themes in medical history.
The thing about medical history is, if you are being honest about it, you can't not explore the darker side of it, because a lot of medical history is really difficult and you're really hiding a big chunk of it if you're not talking about some of the difficult things that medical professionals have done, the way our understandings of medical ethics have changed over time, the way our understandings of how to heal have changed over time. I mean, bloodletting was done for such a long time, and of course we still do it, but in a very restricted sense, whereas for a long time we really thought that was effective healing and we were doing a lot of it. So you can't not talk about it. And you can't not talk about it in the sense that, of course, people are coming in with their own experiences, their own interactions with the healthcare system. I have always said that the interesting thing about working at this museum is that your relationship with healthcare can change on a dime depending on your experiences, for good or for ill. I mean, I broke a bone once when I was working at the Canadian Museum of Healthcare, and that was a rough month. There were certain artifacts like I couldn't look at while I was recovering. And I think in terms of this horror movie series, people are interested in the macabre. And this was a way to interact with that, but still talk about that grounded history, which I think is really, really important, and provide perspective. These ideas are already out there. We already have these pop culture ideas. So a lot of it was, the ideas exist. Where did they come from? We can't make them not exist. So let's talk about them.
And you are bringing some artifacts in. You don't have to give it all away, but I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
So we will not be, unfortunately, I will not be bringing anything particularly large because I do have to carry it. And it has to be things that can be safely transported. But at every showing, I will be bringing artifacts related to the subject. I find artifacts are a really powerful way to ground things, to provide that perspective, which is what museums are all about. That's not unique to us. The entire point of museums is that we have the stuff. And when you can see something, it really gives you that understanding that I think you can't get from just talking about something, just seeing how big something is, what materials it's made out of. I always give the example of, this is certainly not traveling with me because it's very big, but we have an iron lung in our museum. It's a beautiful piece. I encourage everyone to come see it. But I find when I'm giving a tour, that iron lung is so powerful because even if people are really interested and they love the tour, they love what I'm talking about, they're still seeing it at a distance. When I get questions, they are very distance questions. People are asking, oh, what date was this? That kind of thing. And when we get to the iron lung, the questions change. And you start to get questions like, was it uncomfortable to be in the iron lung? How long were you in the iron lung? How do you go to the bathroom in the iron lung? And you can see that shift in people's thinking that suddenly they are picturing themselves in the iron lung. I think that's a really important aspect of museum work, is that idea of objects as this physical, tangible thing that can connect you with the past.
In this case, with the films as well, I suppose.
With the films as well, yes.
And what are you hoping audiences take away from this event?
I think the Canadian Museum of Healthcare, what we're really all about is that idea of perspective. So I hope they have a wonderful time, first of all. This is designed to be fun, so I hope they just enjoy themselves and think it was a nice time out and hopefully that they learned something. But really, what we're interested in is getting people to understand that history, understand the idea that things like films are coming from specific ideas, specific anxieties, that they are always kind of a reflection of what is going on in society at the time. So hopefully they will know a little bit more medical history. Hopefully they will have a little bit of a better understanding of where these particular films are coming from. And hopefully they can maybe start to think about modern films and where those ideas are coming from and what ideas are being sort of dramatized and exaggerated in modern horror, because of course we still do that even today.
Awesome. And how can folks attend?
Absolutely. So it will be at the screening room. It will be February 8th, February 15th, and February 22nd at 4 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the screening room. They are $10, all in, I believe, tax included.
That was Rowena McGowan, curator at the Canadian Museum of Healthcare. The three-week series The Doctor Is In runs Sundays at 4 p.m. from February 8th to 22nd at the screening room on Princess Street. February 8th will be X, the Man with the X-Ray Eyes. The 15th will be The Face of Another, and the 22nd will be Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.